Bathhouse Ballads, April the 26th, 2011. Bathhouse Intimacy, Fathers and Sons. I never really enjoy writing about some of the intimate moments I observe in bathhouses, or even in everyday life, as many Western readers have a problem with both the authors of such texts, whom they perceive as perverts, and with the nature of its content, which they categorise as gay and sickening. It's for this reason this post, like many other of my posts, carries the no pumpkin warning in an attempt to shoo away those who think skinship a perversion and cannot distinguish sociology from erotica. When fathers and sons are mutually washing each other, I don't like to sit and stare, but over the last few months, and through discussions with Korean friends, I have managed to piece together how this process, which might possibly be defined as a ritual, functions. At times of the week, usually the weekend, many fathers and sons visit the bathhouse, and while for some the cleaning process is the prime function of the visit, for others it is simply for relaxation. I regularly see fathers and sons who will spend as much time cleaning each other as I might in the pools, and it is not in the least unusual for some to spend well over 1 hour cleaning either themselves, or in the case of a father, their son. The process begins with showering under the stand-up showers, and entails much the same as the standard ablution, washing the body, shampooing, shaving, and brushing teeth. We have now reached the point at which most Westerners would consider themselves clean, but which for the majority of Koreans is only the preamble to a meticulous ablution. After the stand-up showers, some visitors go straight to the sit-down shower units, while others will spend some time enjoying the various pools and saunas. For younger children, this often means playing, while older boys are content to sit with their fathers. Most of my Korean friends will soak and sweat in the various facilities for anything up to several hours, at which point dead skin cells and calluses have absorbed water and are easily removed. Between friends, scrubbing each other's backs is an accepted intimacy, and it is not unusual to see peer groups, especially schoolboys, university students, or even monks, sat in a line, each scrubbing the person in front. Several years ago, an advert depicted young boys doing exactly this, and attracted some negative and hostile comments from foreigners living in Korea. Unless you opt for a scrub down by a bathhouse attendant, the scrubbing of backs is probably the most intimate extent to which friendships, even between the closest friends, goes, and seems much the same as from son to father. However, from father to son, the level of intimacy is much greater, and certainly, into middle adolescence, a boy is often totally passive in this procedure. Indeed, there isn't much difference between how some fathers clean their sons and how you might wash a car, care for a baby, or invalided person. The procedure often takes place in silence and begins with the boy bending over and supporting themselves on the ledge that runs under the mirrors so that their father can vigorously scrub their back with an Italy towel, progressing down their buttocks, backs of thighs and calves. For anyone who has visited a bathhouse and seen for themselves this type of ritualistic cleaning, the process isn't brief or cursory. The Italy towel is used with only the smallest amount of soap, not enough to even produce a lather, and in a rough enough manner to produce a visible line of dead skin cells. Once an area has been exfoliated, it is showered, after which the Italy towel is again used, this time with a generous amount of soap. Next, the boy sits down facing his father and puts each leg, in turn, on his father's thigh, and the same process is repeated from the soles of the feet to the thighs. Then the boy sits with his back, neck or shoulders supported over his father's knee so that his chest and stomach can be scrubbed. It is not in the least unusual for boys or even their fathers to hold their genitals to one side while scrubbing the groin. Finally, with head resting on their dad's thigh, their face is scrubbed, even to the extent of cleaning noses and ears. The meticulous process ends with a session under the stand-up shower. Sometimes the procedure is organised slightly differently. For example, if the boy is not very tall, he might stand for much of the ablution. What is most bizarre for the Westerner is the proximity between the face and genitals or backside of another person. Even between friends, if someone is standing and someone sitting, as for example might sometimes be the case when one person is scrubbing another's back, there is no concern about the distance between the face of one and the genitals of another. Often the process is performed by a bathhouse attendant, and every bathhouse has an area with one or several couches on which you lay for this purpose. I rarely see young children receiving a scrub down, but older boys, sometimes unaccompanied and at other times with their fathers, will subject themselves to this ritual. A scrub down from an attendant is every bit as intimate, and for the Westerner, invasive, as the one between fathers and sons. Koreans are so used to the cleaning ritual, they subconsciously place their limbs in the required position, or require only the briefest prompt. For Westerners, however, the process is awkward, and the body, unaccustomed to the procedure, is antagonistic to the attendant's manipulation. And yes, they do hold your bits to one side as they're scrubbing. However, the experience is invigorating as well as liberating. Clearly, father-son as well as mother-daughter bathhouse rituals are an integral expression of skinship and undoubtedly provide the most extreme example of intimacy between individuals in a platonic setting. On several occasions I have witnessed a father bathing his severely mentally and physically disabled son, and much that was sad and tragic in the procedure was nullified by the close bond they clearly shared. But it is also possible to see such parent-child intimacy as one aspect of a broader cycle, and sons can often be seen tending their aged fathers in the exact reversal of the father-son ritual. Koreans do not carry the same cultural baggage as regards the body as many Westerners, either in terms of prudery or propriety, and appear much less judgmental about the bodies of other people. I recently read a very interesting article by a Korean grandfather who was approached by a little girl in a bathhouse who wanted lifting into a hot pool because she was cold. In many other cultures, racked with obsessions which perversify any contact between minor and adult, such intimacy, and many other intimacies observed in a bathhouse setting, are taboo. It would also seem that what is observed between those of the same gender remains private. To discuss or gossip about the body of another person would be highly inappropriate and improper, and certainly between males and females would constitute a cultural taboo. And one of the greatest Korean attributes, especially when you're naked and vulnerable, is that they are excellent at complimenting those parts of your body you don't like. I wouldn't wish my body on anyone, but even naked, many Koreans are able to make you feel very good about yourself.